AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are opening with deep losses. It's over concerns about tariffs. U.S. tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China take effect tomorrow. President Trump says he will talk today with leaders of those countries. The president is also admitting the effects tariffs would have in the U.S.
We may have short-term some a little pain, and people understand that. But long-term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country. Not every country, but almost.
In Canada's biggest province, Ontario, Premier Doug Ford says he's banning American companies from provincial contracts and ripping up a contract with Elon Musk's Starlink internet service. Staff at USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, have been told to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters. Elon Musk has been pushing for it to be shut down.
It's beyond repair.
On Twitter Spaces, Musk compared the aid agency to an apple.
If you've got an apple and it's got a worm in it, maybe you can take the worm out. But if you've got actually just a ball of worms, it's hopeless.
USAID staffers say they've also tracked more than 600 employees who reported being locked out of the agency's computer system overnight. It oversees humanitarian development and security programs in some 120 countries. President Trump has accused it of promoting liberal causes. Beyoncé finally won Grammy's biggest award, Album of the Year.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
It was for a country album, Carter Country.
I'd like to thank all of the incredible country artists that accepted this album. We worked so hard on it.
Beyoncé is both the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy history. Secretary of State Marco Rubio viewed a deportation flight carrying 43 migrants before it took off from Panama. This is AP News. American bald eagles are having a moment, making a comeback.
That's the sound of freedom, a rescued bald eagle at New Jersey's Turtleback Zoo. Director Jillian Fazio says the eagle is found dangling from a rope.
He's an excellent example and a really good talking point for us to be able to talk about the Endangered Species Act to our guests and how important that has been.
The resurgence meant the U.S. was able to take our national bird off the list in the early 2000s. New Jersey, the latest state to follow suit. Kathy Clark with New Jersey's DEP.
They can be found in every county at this point.
Nationwide, the bald eagle has gone from very few nesting pairs in the 1970s to over 9,700 now due to a ban on DDT and hunting. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.